May 18, 1927. The value of the acts done in the divine will. How one who lives in it possesses the source of goods. How God does not know how to leave things half done. Victory on both sides. I was following the divine will, going around the whole creation, and while I was doing my acts, my sweet Jesus made himself seen in my interior, gathering these acts on his lap, that were all of light, but one more refulgent than the other, one more beautiful than the other. And he called the angels and gave each one of them part of these acts, and they competed among themselves to receive them, and, as though in triumph, they carried them up to heaven. And Jesus, all goodness, told me, "My daughter, the value of the acts done in my will is so great, that the angels consider themselves fortunate to receive them. They see in them the creative virtue. They hear the echo of the divine fiat in these acts that, while being light, are divine voices, and while being voices, are melodies, are beauties, beatitude, sanctity, divine science. And since my will is virtue of heaven, the angels aspire to bring the acts done in it into their celestial dwelling. Anything that is done in my supreme will cannot remain on earth. At most, they can be done down below, but my will itself, like magnet, draws them back to itself, into their source, and gives birth to them in the celestial fatherland." Then, I felt my poor mind as though absorbed in the eternal fiat, and I thought to myself, "How can so much power be possible, so many acts in one, done by operating in the divine will?" And my lovable Jesus added, "My daughter, why does the sun give light to all the earth? Because it is greater than the earth. Because it possesses the one and complete strength of light. It possesses the source of colors, of fecundity, and of the variety of sweetnesses. And this is why, the sun being greater than the earth, it can give light to all the earth, it can give the variety of colors to flowers, and the different sweetnesses to plants and fruits. In its greatness and magnificence, the sun does one single act, but in its single act it does so many as to keep the whole earth captured to itself, giving to each thing its own distinct act. Now, my will is more than sun, and since it is the endless will, that with one single act issues from itself the fecundity of all the other acts together, the soul who lives in it possesses the source of its acts, its fecundity. And so, in a soul in whom my will reigns and dominates, it changes neither regime nor manners, and as she operates in it, her acts come out with the multiplicity and the fecundity of its divine acts. All the acts of God are single acts, that embrace everything and do all acts together. See, in the creation of man, one was our act, but in this one act, sanctity, power, wisdom, love, beauty, goodness came out of us all together. In sum, there was nothing of our own that came out of us that was not infused in man. We let him share in everything, because when we operate, we do not know how to leave things half done, but we do only complete works. And when we give everything. More so, since my will is endless light, and the virtue of light descends into the deepest depth, rises up to the highest, and extends all around, there is not one point that it does not reach. Nor can matter or anything extraneous to light enter into it. It is intangible, its office is to give and give always, without ever ceasing to give. So it is for the soul who lives in my divine volition, she becomes light together with the light of my will, and therefore as light she descends into the deepest depth of the hearts, and brings the good of her light. She extends everywhere and all around, almost tracing everyone and everything with her light, to bring to each one its effects, the multiplicity and the variety of goods that her light contains. She would feel as though defrauded if she were unable to extend to all and everywhere. So much so, that as she rises up high, penetrates above the azure vault, and echoes my very will reigning in the celestial fatherland, my same will that reigns in the soul dives together with it, too, and extending over all the blessed, forms its reign and drizzles new joys, happiness and new beatitudes over all. The living in my will is admirable, is continuous prodigy, is the bearer of all goods, is the seed that multiplies to the infinite. Its fecundity is unreachable, and therefore it is longed for by the earth and by all heaven. It is the victory of God over the creature, and the victory of the soul over her creator. How beautiful it is to see the greatest one, the supreme being, the eternal majesty, sing victory together with the littleness of the creature, and by virtue of this divine will, engage in a contest the great and the little, the strong and the weak, the rich and the poor, and both be victorious. This is why I yearn so much that my divine will be known, and that its kingdom come, to let the creature win and to place her as though at my level. Without my will reigning in the creature, this cannot happen. There would always be distance between me and the creature. She would be the one who loses, nor would she ever be able to praise and sing victory. The work of our hands would not have our likeness.